People always want to come back into your life after being disappointed by someone who they thought was better than you. This is Ice Cream Notes, flavorizing your love, your life, and your mind. Welcome to another podcast episode. We will be talking about why do people always come back? Yes, your past relationship will always come back. They have taken the time to think about what happened and they now realize that they lost something good. That person may have remembered the good times you have shared and are open to coming back to create some more good memories. But they thought that seeing you happy and being happy with someone else can make them want you back. May mga ganun kasing feeling that people are not always contented of what the person is giving them. We always treat the person na if they give this kind of feeling for you, parang kulang. Because we exceed that expectation that the person, if I give this love to you, I have a return of investment na mas mataas pa doon. We think that love has a certain high value of you. May mga times kasi when you give love to that person, dumadating kasi yung mga times na, yes, it's okay to be with that person dahil ganoon naman siya eh. Minsan, they step out of our boundaries dahil we thought that the person will always choose us over others. Pero hindi naman pala ganun ang nangyayari. Kaya minsan, mga times na when we think about it, hindi natin nakikita yung mga sarili natin. And we always intend na pag yung taong yun, naiisip pa rin natin. Babalik at babalik sila. I have this kind of experience before na when one of my ex, parang nagparamdam siya dahil hindi ko alam bakit nagpaparamdam siya at nagulat na lang ako. Namimiss nila lahat ng mga binibigay mo. Namimiss nila lahat ng mga magagandang memories sa inyo. I think it's a one-sided love kung ika nga eh. Kasi when you give love to the person, you give it 80% of your time, your effort, your energy to that person you are being with and 20% to yourself. Pero hindi ganun eh. If you perceive the person itself, they think about you as a material thing that would benefit from you. Pero kung sakaling the real one, the right one, will never treat you as like that. That person will cherish every moment with you, make you the happiest girl or man in the world, and will not give you uncomfortable feelings. They always come back dahil nanghihinayang sila. But hindi mo naman kailangan magbigay ng isang bagay na ikakaregret mo kung pinakawalan mo when you made a decision to leave that person, then do it. Hindi yung babalik ka agad dahil ano yun, nakita mong masaya sa iba o dahil sa libog. No, that's not the definition of love. Kasi once you give or leave an emotional scar to that person, masakit yun eh. They will treat that as a trauma to themselves. Sabihin nila sa sarili nila na hindi ako karapat dapat na ganitong iniwan at hindi ako karapat dapat na ganitong pinaglaruan. Because playing with the feelings of someone else is very crucial to a person. Kung yung sugat na physical masakit, paano pa kaya emotional? It affects your emotional state of being. It also affects your mental health. Now, if kung may decision kang iwan yung girlfriend or boyfriend mo, pag-isipan mo mabuti bago mo ano gawin yan. Kasi, yes, not all relationship lasts. Pero, it's up to you to manage your relationship. It takes two person niya to tango eh. Hindi naman kailangan isang tao lang gumagalaw when it comes to relationship. At think about your parents. Bakit sila nagtagal sa isang relasyon? Because they know how to handle their relationship. They treat equally, they support each other, and they respect their boundaries. Hindi mo naman kasi kailangan higpitan yung boyfriend or girlfriend mo dahil sa mga bagay-bagay. If you trust the person and they have the same mutual trust with you, then it's better. Ito na lang ah. If you want to leave an emotional scar to that person, pag-isipan mo, double check it first. Not all person are perfect. Not all relationships are perfect. But if you manage to pull it off, then both of you will be the happiest person alive. Kasi lahat, ang daming naghahangad ng magandang relasyon pero hindi nila nakikita yun because hindi mo nila inisip yung sarili nila. Basta pag nakita nilang isang pogi or they feel that they have in an superficial things, dun nila nakikita na maganda ang kalalabasan nila. So, being in a relationship is an investment, it's a commitment, and it's not a game. If you feel that you are committed to the person, then go. It's about stability. It's about you, how you can sustain it. Alam ko lahat ng mga sinasabi ko is ideally, pero you can manage if you focus on doing what you can. At lagi mong iniisip, ano bang mangyayari kung ginawa ko to sa partner na to? Consistency, empathy, and communication will lead you to a healthy relationship na lahat ng mga taong naghahanap ng ganyan, to the person you are committed to. Are you ready to handle that relationship regardless of what the struggles it may be? Are you ready to face any obstacles, both of you, to manage that relationship? If you ever leave that person, anong iisipin niya sa'yo? Anong iisipin ng friends niya? Anong iisipin ng family niya? So before you leave that relationship that you are handling, double check first. So let's see you next week on another podcast episode of Pill Talks with Ice Cream Notes. Peace!